Hi, Gina here. Thanks for listening to the Weigh In with Gina podcast. This podcast was originally created from my 91-day guided weight loss program. I wanted to let you know that our spring summer group is now open. If you want to sign up, space is limited. So run, don't walk, and get your spot before it's too late. Now, let's get into the episode.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I don't know what's going on. Hi, everyone. How are you doing? Sorry. I was having some technical issues today. That's just how it is sometimes. I hope everyone's getting sorted with their apps. You know, the app is a new feature that we're rolling out with this group. We did have it in beta testing with the fall group. We had about 150 people testing it. We have recently added some new bells and whistles to it. We are going to continue to do that. So if you have the app and you are using it, make sure that you're periodically checking in to the app store and getting those app dates so you can see all the new features and changes that we're going to be rolling out over the next few months. Our app team is pretty... they've gotten pretty caught up on all of those emails. I saw a couple of people today talking about how they sent emails days ago and they're still waiting. You should not be waiting. The team is pretty caught up. So try sending a message again. I know some people were responding on do not reply emails and such. If you need help getting set up, make sure you reach out and you let us know. Or just simply go through the website where you register, GinaLivy.com, or you can message, email weightloss@GinaLivy.com or techsupport@GinaLivy.com. So lots of ways to get yourself sorted. I hope that you guys are having fun and that you're super excited about the program. If you're new to it, you're not feeling too overwhelmed. Please take a deep breath. Right? And just kind of be prepared to settle in for the next few months. Prep week is all about taking the time to read the information, ask questions, run out and grab anything that you need. Don't fall into that, you know, that need to be perfect and to start off perfectly. That is not real life. And honestly, how many diets have you done where you started off perfectly and how many did you follow through and finish? You know what I'm saying? Or how many of them worked for you in a way where you lost your weight, you were able to maintain it? Chances are they didn't, which is why you are here. So trust us, we are going to be super hardcore about getting that scale to move, but we definitely want to first lay that foundation. We want to make sure you're addressing why your body's feeling you need to store fat in the first place. I mean, there's lots of reasons why the body over the years of your life, you constantly send the message every time you go long periods of time without eating, and then you overeat when you do, when you eat high sugar, when you don't manage your stress, when you take antibiotics and, you know, you don't back it up by, you know, helping to strengthen your microbiome, when you got bowel movements and digestive issues that you're not dealing with. Like, there's lots of different reasons in different combinations that send messages to the body that it needs to store fat for you. And of course, dieting, the simple act of dieting, forcing your body to burn fat that it feels like it needs, reinforces the fact that you need it, right? So the first few weeks really all about really giving addressing the body's needs. I'd rather give you more of what the body needs rather than less. That's why I'm not worried about portions. You are not going to gain weight if you're following the food plan. You really want to be as consistent as possible, allow the body to adjust to it, and then you're still going to start to really understand what we're doing here. I know some of you are wondering, how are we going to lose weight when you were eating so often? We are not going to eat this way the whole time, and nothing is forever. That's really important. Already people are talking about what they like and what they love, and remember, this is not a lifestyle, right? I'd rather you call it a diet over a lifestyle. It's a method for sustainable weight loss, which means that we want to address the body's issues. We want to help it to lose weight in all the healthiest of ways so that your weight is easy to maintain at the end. But make no mistake, we're going to be relentless about getting that scale to move. We're going to be super hardcore about that. Someone reached out today. If you got questions, load them up. I'm going to get to them in a sec. Someone today reached out and said, well, how much weight do people normally lose? How quickly do they lose? And honestly, you could ask me that question a million times. It doesn't get any easier to answer. You will not nail me down to numbers. Women can lose, you know, anywhere from, you know, 0 to 40, 60 pounds. Men can lose upwards of 60, 70. But what that looks like, who the heck knows? It's normal for people to lose in the beginning. beginning right away, you're going to see some people already seeing that those scale move. And then, you know, it's also normal for people not to start losing right away. We've had people like Lee, one of our Vibe ambassadors, Lee LaForre, in her first program, she didn't lose 1 pound till week 7. And I know some of you are like, what? That better not happen to me. And chances are it won't happen to you. But she didn't lose 1 pound till week 7. And I believe in the back end, she went on to lose like 35, 40 pounds. You know, and now she's lost over 130 pounds, right? The state of your body when you start, health issues that you're dealing with. Listen, health issues are not going to stop you from being successful, but they could definitely affect the timeline and how much time your body needs to help address those issues, right? Because chances are those issues are also factoring into your body feeling a need to store fat. So here's what I would suggest. This program works really well. Like, I mean, we could not give you more evidence of that. We're going to be highlighting Livy Losers. We're going to be talking to real members and hearing their stories. There's like a ton of before and afters over on my website. Like, what more do you need to know that this works? Chances are you're here because you know someone who's been successful, but it's about that deep, dark belief system that we have, you know? And I know some of you have done so many diets, you don't have faith. So although you're confident and you're hopeful and you're optimistic, you know, you're still not really sure. So we're going to do our best to convince you, for lack of a better word, that this process is worth sticking around for, but you really got to wrap your head around being here for the 3 months. And that's what I mean, like settle in, buckle up, prepare to get comfortable by stepping out of your comfort zone, you know? The program is going to work for you. And if for some reason you feel like it isn't, we will go to the ends of the earth to give you suggestions and tips so that your scale does move, right? So, but what we need to do right now is to make sure that you are following the basics and implementing that food plan. The order of the food's really important. The timing of the food's not so much. This week is all about kind of experimenting with it, putting your meals and snacks together, seeing how your body's adjusting. Some of you are already talking about detox symptoms. So in the welcome guide, there is a program overview, program FAQs, how the program works, program FAQs. It does talk about detox. Detox we use to refer to your body's response to the process. When you're losing weight, all those toxins that fill your fat cells, they come out. They can make you feel kind of lazy without getting too weird, cuckoo, crazy pants about it. It is a real thing. Some people experience really strong detox symptoms. They're usually, you know, followed by the scale moving. If you have a headache, feeling run down, very typical to be extra hungry heading into the night before you drop, especially if you've eaten and drinking all day and you're like, why am I hungry? Why am I thirsty? I ate all this food, drank all this water. Chances are that's detox. Getting up in the middle of the night, that's also why it's a good reason to not feed into those. Like, I know some of you are struggling with being hungry in the evening. Make sure you're eating all your meals and snacks. Make sure you're making them nutrient rich. Make sure you're eating to satisfaction. Make sure you're eating breakfast, especially if you're struggling with hunger in the evening. That'll go away. The more consistent you are at the food plan, before you know it, you're not going to be hungry in the evening. Any cravings and stuff that you have will go away. But a lot of times people are like, but I'm so hungry in the evening. Remember that being hungry in the evening, when you've eaten all day, all the nutrient-rich food, eating all the meals and snacks, eating to satisfaction, that can be a sign that you're actually heading into detox and your weight's about to drop the next day. Getting up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, that's like for sure a sign of detox. That's when your body, your circadian rhythm filters through your kidneys, your liver. That'll wake you up. Just like when you drink alcohol and you're like, you know, you're so hammered, like you feel like you're going to pass out and sleep, but you wake up like at 3 o'clock and you're lying there and you're like, oh my God, why am I awake? That's detox. Same thing, very similar thing. The next day when you wake up, not water not being appealing. So going from being thirsty to like not wanting water at all, that's a sign of detox. Detox symptoms can run the gamut. Some people can feel pretty extreme detox symptoms, but it shouldn't stop you from living your life. Like, you shouldn't be throwing up or unable to take care of your kids or go to work or any of those things. It should be totally manageable. Some people also don't experience any detox symptoms. I mean, that is really important because some people don't experience any. They lose weight just fine. How strong your detox symptoms are, unfortunately, is no indication of how well you're doing on the program or how hardcore your body's going to be or how much weight you're going to drop. It's just kind of how your body's responding to the process. We do have a video on detox at the end of post, of course. It talks about it. We'll be having lots more conversations about your body responding to the process. Right now, the focus is understand what the ask is food plan wise, start to be as consistent as possible food plan wise, and then we're going to start talking about the rhyme and the reason behind this program, why it works, how it's going to work, all of that. But the best thing for you to do is kind of wrap your head around being here the full 3 months, That's definitely a big one. Show up day by day. You recognize that you're going to be super motivated some days and not so much other days. And, you know, allow yourself some grace on those days where you're not so motivated. You're allowed to have those days. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to want to quit. You're going to want to do all those things, but you're going to work through that. And what you're also going to work through is some real big feels. Some of you have been trying to lose weight for a really long time. You got a lot of issues and associations you've attached in and around food and dieting and all of that. And we want to get you back in tune to your body's needs, so you're not stressing about what you're eating or not eating. And that's a big part of that, working through your issues. We're going to work through eating out of boredom, eating out of stress, you know, you name it. We're going to work through it. You're very quickly going to realize that this program and process is a lot less about the food that you're eating and more about issues and associations. It's about, for a lot of people, it's about showing up. It's about prior, and I don't mean like show up and get her done. What I mean is like being able to prioritize yourself in your own life. And I know a lot of you really struggle with that. I know a lot of you are here because you put everything and everyone in front of your own needs. And this program causes you to keep your energy directed at yourself. And it makes you prioritize yourself. And that can feel pretty unnerving for some people. It can feel super self-indulgent, you know, as good as it's supposed to be feel. It can and give people the opposite reaction. So, you know, even working through that, it's just doing what you need to, just taking the time for yourself can be work for a lot of people, right? So people are going to be struggling with their different issues. You know, when people are crushing it, some people are going to struggle. When those people who are struggling are now crushing it, the people who are crushing it are going to struggle. We're all in this hot mess together. Hopefully we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. All right, let's get to your questions. Let's get right to those. Like I said, the last couple of days, first week of the program, these lives are kind of administrative. I'm trying to, you know, think of all the things that you guys need to know, put your minds at ease, keep you motivated, answer your questions, all those things. But when we get into the, really get into the program, we'll be like getting right into your questions right away. I'm going to try to answer as many as I possibly can. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Can you add cranberry juice to water just for something different? Okay, Karen, I love this. You know, we are trying to minimize the amount of insulin your body is constantly pumping out, or the amount of insulin your body is used to using. I don't want to get in and talking too much about insulin. But one of the things that we're trying to do is decrease the amount of insulin your body is used to using. And one way to do that is obviously to decrease breads, decrease pastas, to obviously minimize your sugars, your baked goods and such, right? I don't want to get too crazy pants about sugar, because that's just only one tiny small aspect of the program and focus of the program. Adding cranberry juice, if it was unsweetened, would obviously be a much better option. But definitely, and if you're adding any juices that are going to sweeten your water, you're just causing the body the need to continue to flood with insulin all day long. You know, I was thinking about this today, and a lot of people are asking things like, yes, can I add flavors to my water? And why can't I just drink soda water, and not, why do I have to have plain water, and why do I have to do this, and why do I have to do that? And I know you guys have a lot of questions. It's not about that. Keep those coming. But mine is like, why can't you just do what I'm telling you works best, right? Like, and I don't mean anything bad by that. What I mean is that it seems to me that people, and this is not you. This is just something that I was thinking about. Yes, you can totally add the unsweetened cranberry juice. You just have to watch added sugars, because you are, you know, your body does require you put sugar in, your body's going to require insulin out. So you do have to be mindful of that. On a straight up, you want to lose the most weight as possible, minimize all your fruit juices, and just really just get into the water. But people are always looking for loopholes. And again, this is not you. Just this is something I was thinking of earlier today. And no offense to people looking for loopholes, but when it comes to dieting, you really want to do all of the things that you can do, you know, like this is not a punishment. And you're going to really quickly realize that you get to eat like 5-6 times a day. We got bonus snacks coming down the pipeline. You can eat 8 times a day if you want, super nutrient rich foods. Like this is far from a punishment. This is you helping your body. This is you taking 3 months, helping your body to specifically focus on fat loss and get that shit out so you can move on and go live your life. That's not a punishment. Yes, it sucks that you did all those diets and you lost and you gained it all back. Yes, it sucks that you gained the weight during a pandemic. Yes, it sucks that you've been dealing with a weight issue. All that sucks. But at the end of the day, this program and this process is not a punishment. This is a means to an end, and there is no way around this. You've got to show up. You've got to do the work. You might as well get it done sooner rather than later. So the biggest takeaway is that I set the bar real high. Everything that I suggest is for every single little fucking thing is for a rhyme and a reason. Like, honestly, Like, I'm a stress case. Tony A, about every little detail of my program, like, he's over there laughing. I am like a stress case because, you know, certain things just work better than others. Can you add juice to your water? Yeah. You know what's better? Just plain water. Do you know what I mean? Can you do this instead of that? Yeah, you can. But you know what's better? What I suggested in the first place. So that's just a little bit of words of wisdom and advice for you guys, is that I set the bar real high. These are the things that are going to get this job done. There's a lot of wiggle room. There's a lot of wiggle room. That's why I say there's nothing on plan, off plan. I mean, technically everything's on plan. You can totally still lose weight on this program, eating breads and eating pastas. Will that slow down the numbers on the scale? Yeah, heck yeah, it's going up. But if you're okay with that, then keep eating the bread, keep eating the pasta. And I don't mean then keep eating the bread, I mean it. I mean, like, if you are okay with losing at a slower rate and you just want to take your time and still enjoy life and eat the things you want to eat and have your cake and eat it too, for lack of a better word, that's okay. But what you cannot do is rag on me and rag on yourself about what's happening on this scale. And that's really what it comes down to. It just comes down to maximizing your efforts, right? So like the water, I don't understand for the life of me, like, the human body is like, when you're born, it's like 75% water. As you get older, it drops to be about 60 something, but your body needs water. Water is life to your body. I don't know why so many people are resistant to drinking it. I know it's boring and it's not exciting. And that's the thing. People will say to me, well, I'm gonna get bored. I'm gonna say, who fucking cares if you're bored? Like, are you trying to lose weight or are you trying to be excited here? Like, honestly, really, like, think about that. You know, the whole point of this program is to help people lose weight in a way that's healthy for the body, healthy for the mind, so maintaining it is going to be easier, that you're in tune to your body's needs, that you fucking feel amazing and you never look back, and you get to live a life where you wake up, you look good, you feel good, you don't worry about what you're going to eat, not eat, because you just trust you're going to make good decisions for yourself. If you decide to indulge, you're like, oh, I'm eating that donut, and you're actually going to enjoy it, not be like, should I eat it? Shouldn't eat it? Oh my God, I shouldn't eat it. Okay, I'll eat it. I'll start my diet tomorrow. Oh my God, why did I eat it? Oh my God, I'm chewing it. Okay, just a bite. Okay, I'm going to put it down. Okay, no, I'm going to eat it. Oh my God, I ate it. Oh my God, should I eat the other one? Well, I might as well. I fucked myself now, so let me eat this and let me eat that. Oh my God, now I'm eating the whole box. Like, it's just chaos. It's craziness. You know, we want you to live a life where that space in your brain you're using to live your life. And that's the thing. And a big part of this process is working through your wants over your body's actual needs. And things like, and I hate to use this example because I feel like I'm ragging on you. I'm not. Your question was amazing. But, you know, your body does not need cranberry juice in your water. You know what I'm saying? Your body does not need this. It does not need that. Does not need that square piece of chocolate. It does not need that piece of bread. It does need that. Does need that. It's all about your wants. And a lot of times your wants will get in the way of what your body actually needs. And that's why when following the food plan, it's designed to meet the body's needs. It's designed to give your body more of what it needs rather than less, right? And that's going to help you to start to differentiate between that, because you don't want to be feeding into the need to treat yourself every day. Like chocolate. I got a post on chocolate. You know, having obviously a square piece of chocolate is no big deal. But I'm going to tell you not to eat it. And one of the reasons is that need to feed in to treat oneself, right? Like, you shouldn't need to treat yourself. Again, this is not a punishment. There's no reason to treat yourself. All you're doing is choosing healthy food so you can help the body focus on fat loss and get that fat out, so you can move on with the rest of your life and enjoy all the yummy bites and bits that come along with it, right? So try to really keep that in mind. People get into this, oh, I'm never going to be able to, do I have to drink this water forever? And I'm never going to be able to do this. I'm never going to be able to do that. My whole mission here is to help you lose as much weight as possible in the time frame that we have, or reach your goals if that's possible, and then literally move on. And that's really like the end game here. And that's why, you know, I'm going to piss a lot of you off along the way, because I'm not going to buy into your need for quick fixes and all of that. You're going to get some solid, sound advice. We're going to be here. We're going to support you, and we're going to help motivate you every step of the way. The program works. It works amazing. It works best the way it is designed, but like I said, there's a lot of wiggle room there. So thanks for bringing that up. How much water should you drink? Hi, Tammy. So we have, make sure you're okay. The great question, Tammy. But you guys, make sure you are reading the information. If you have not seen it yet and you are 2 days into this program and you have not watched the food plan and you are new, you're really doing yourself a disservice. You've got to watch the food plan because the food plan talks about the rhyme and the reason of what we're asking you to ask. The other video you're going to want to watch is my method. And then the other video you're going to want to watch when we roll it out in the next couple of days is the detox video and then the scale video when we start talking about the scale. We posted, I think, 3 posts on water today. We posted post on water, like talking about why you need it, how to assess how much you need. We also did an FAQs on water. We also did, I think, a post on low sodium issues as well. So everyone is different and everybody's needs are different and everybody's needs day to day change day to day. So it's one of those things that we're going to want to start drinking more. You want to aim for a certain amount. You know, I would aim for about, you know, that 2.7, 3.5 liters at minimum. And then, you know, go from there. If you are a shorter person with not a lot to lose, then chances are 2.7, 3.5 could work totally fine for you. If you are a 6 foot tall person and 300 pounds to lose, chances are you're going to need a shit ton more water than that. If you exercise, you're going to need more than someone who doesn't. If you work in a dry environment, you're going to need more than someone who doesn't. If you live in a hot environment, you might need more than someone who lives in a cold environment. Maybe, maybe not, because if they have their internal heat on and their fireplaces like I do, the person who lives in the cold environment might need more water than the person who lives in the hot environment. You need more water when you drink alcohol because it's dehydrating. You need more water when you fly because that's super dehydrating. You need more water when you have salty food, hard to digest food, when you're tired, when your body's sore, you know, all of those things. There's medications. If you take medications with the side effect of weight gain, generally that's because they cause dehydration. So you see what I'm saying? It's not just as easy as me to say, you don't drink this much water, because this is about being in tune to your body and how much your body needs. There are 20,000 people in the group. The program will work for each and every one of you. We are going to teach you how to make this individual to your needs. Getting in tune with your portions, getting in tune with how much water you need to drink. This is all fine tuning and perfecting to get it so it's in tune and you're in tune to your needs, right? So start drinking more. Start early. Spread it out, sip on it, don't guzzle. You can throw some fruit or some veggies if you wanted some cucumbers in there, if you want a little bit. We know that some of you are going to have issues getting it in, like teachers, nurses. Listen, this is not our first group, so your excuses don't, listen, they are valid, but they really don't fly here, because the problem is there have been 1,000 nurses before you who have crushed the program, even having a hard time drinking the water. There are 1,000 teachers who have come before you and done really well in the program, so the precedent has already been set. Absolutely do. Where there's a will, there's a way. I mean, some of you might have to stand up for yourself and being like, listen, I got to take time to eat something. Some of you might have to, you know, lie and say, you know, I got diarrhea. I got to run to the bathroom. No one's going to say no and pop a boiled egg in your mouth on the way, you know. You can figure it out. Try to drink water before you get to work. If you know you can't drink for a few hours, then as soon as you are done, get it in. It's going to be work. For some people, it's the most work. Do not stress about it. Honestly, don't stress about it. We set the bar high. We put the emphasis on everything. But even with the water, there's wiggle room on that, right? So maybe you might want to just, you know, you do what you can this week. And then this weekend, when you got some downtime and you're home, then you can work to get hydrated. Once you are hydrated and you drink enough water that, you know, you're in homeostasis where, you know, your body's happy and you're hydrated, you won't have to go to the bathroom as often. You will notice it's from when you're going from dehydration into trying to get hydrated. That's when you're in the bathroom every 5 minutes. I know this because I'm in the midst of trying to get hydrated and I'm peeing every freaking 5 minutes. But once I get hydrated, that's not going to happen anymore. To answer your question, how much water do you need? Everyone's a little different. Head over to those posts. We know that there's a lot of information. I know some of you haven't had time to read it over, so we totally get that. We totally get that. So make sure you ask as many questions as you need. I need to show up and hold myself accountable. Yeah. We are real, really big on owning your shit. Being really mindful of the energy that you're using to show up for yourself. You know, some people will like be festering in funk and they're just like a raging every day, or they're constantly in a funky ass mood. And this is where we need to be like, how productive is that? You know, like, and also this is where I usually say to people, like, where is this frustration coming from? It's not the program. It's not me. It's not my team. Chances are you're frustrated at yourself or frustrated at the fact that you're back here again to lose the weight. But Well, don't let that sabotage you. Yeah, maybe you're mad that all those crappy diets you did didn't work, whatever that might be. Maybe you're mad because you're back again, you gained the weight. Who cares? But don't let that sabotage the vibe that you're showing up with and let it stop you from maximizing your efforts, you know? So yes, definitely. Andrea has a great post she's going to be rolling out in the next couple of weeks about being an advocate for yourself. We're going to talk a lot about how to be proactive with this process. We're all about that. Is Tylenol for detox headache okay? Absolutely. Do not suffer, especially when you're sick. Don't force the program. We have a sickness protocol coming up in the next couple of days. Take care of yourself. Your weight, you know, if you do take care of yourself in the right way, that's going to help you with your weight loss journey. Absolutely. Take your Tylenol, your Advils, whatever you need to do. You do not need to suffer. Definitely more, make sure you're drinking the water because that's probably what your body needs. But yeah, you can totally do that. Hi, Arlene. Hi, Gina. Return member. Doing great. Hi, my downfall is not getting enough leafy greens. I had placed online grocery order for pickup and they shorted me. We'll try another store tomorrow. I'll go in myself. Ha! I love it. So you recognize sort of where you're hit and miss, right, with those leafy greens. That's really cool about the app. So you'll notice on the app, you got to track, like, did you add vegetables, proteins, leafy greens? Did you add your good fats? If you miss those leafy greens, you will actually get a little exclamation mark that lets you know you've missed something. And then, which is obviously not a big deal. You're not going to be perfect, especially in the first couple of weeks. So obviously you'll be hit and miss. But if you actually click on the food, the fork and the knife and the pitcher, it actually pumps out a graph that talks about in percentages how well you've been doing. So like you're like 60% on your meal plan. That means that you're missing some major components, right? So it's there for a reason to kind of help you keep track of all that and motivate you. The greens can be hit and miss. So don't get too hard on yourself. We're only on day two. You got lots of time to start getting those in. Remember, you don't have to be fancy about it. You can saute them. You can cook them. You can add them into things. You can can just grab a hunk of leaves and put them into your mouth. And it is a great practice to try to get them in with all your meals. But if you're hit and miss, I honestly would not stress about that too much. So I love that you're on it, Arlene. I love that you're on it. I love that you're on it. Boredom. Yes, boredom is my downfall. Stress, no, can starve myself to death with stress, but boredom is another story. Yeah. Yeah, right. A lot of people do that. They can't sit with themselves in silence, so they need to distract themselves when they're eating. Especially if you're a high energy revver kind of person, you know, go, 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 go all the time. And then when you're sitting in silence, that feels really uncomfortable. What you want to do is practice deep breathing, ground yourself, and slow your roll. Like actually have the ability to calm your energy down. And that's sort of what happens, that people are in that go, 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 go. When they're sitting quietly, they're looking for something to keep themselves entertained, something to do, that kind of thing. Week three, for us is all about that. It's actually called consistency to the point of boredom and mindfulness, consistency and mindfulness. It's all about being bored. It's all about being so stinking routine with the food plan that you are like bored. That's the goal. So heads up on that. Couple weeks from now, that will be the goal, that you are so stinking routine that you can very clearly see how your body's responding to the process. But I want you to be bored, because remember when I talked about, feeding into your body's wants over your needs, using food for other things other than nutritional requirement, that week three and just showing up and doing what you need to do and not trying to make your foods creative and super fancy and not trying to be bored and not looking for a huge variety, just doing what you need to do is really difficult for some people. It's really difficult for some people. So that's a great week. That's going to really help you start working through your issues with utilizing food for things other than nutritional requirement. Listen, people use food for all sorts of things, to celebrate, to show love, to be social. And obviously we want to use food as all of those other things. And you will, as you go and live your life and you're no longer worried about weight loss. But right now the focus is let's lose this weight, right? So at least that's the focus that we're always coming from. It's like, you've signed up. This is your time. This is that chunk of time that you've carved out for this. And we're going to make it our mission to lose as much weight as we can in that time frame that we have. Drinking like a camel, peeing like a racehorse. Okay, so that should stop soon. That will slow down. That will slow down. So fat comes out when you pee. fat comes out when you poo. This is why your poo really is your number body's number one way of detoxifying. Your bowel movements are going to be all over the place. Some of you are going to be constipated. Some of you are going to have the loose bowel movements. This whole entire process, that's totally normal. We're going to talk a lot about that. It also comes out when you breathe. You're down about a whole bottle of water after a whole day of breathing. And also when you sweat. So that's how the water comes out. So peeing is productive. Peeing is productive. You are not flushing fat out, though. That is definitely not one thing that you are doing. We are not flushing. A lot of people will be like, we're drinking the water, flush the fat out. No, that's not a real thing. We're not actually doing that. The number of fat cells that you have actually stays the same. It's actually what fills the fat cells that your body is releasing at the end of the day. And we are piggybacking. The body does not need help doing that. What we are doing is creating the opportunity for the body to focus on that when it's got a million other things to do. And then we really are supporting the body in detox. We're giving the body the water that it needs in order to detox and release that fat, right? It's not the water drinking that's making us release the fat. It's the natural detox process, but we're supporting the body in detox by drinking enough water so the body can follow through. If that makes sense. Is green tea after dinner? Yes, green tea is great after dinner, especially if it's a great, listen, you are also going to be hungry sometimes, right? We're going to talk about hunger. I know some of you aren't hungry. Some of you are all really hungry. We're going to break down hunger and everything that means. Recognize your hunger levels are going to be all over the place. So for now, if you need to add in that popcorn, but better yet, sip on some tea. It can be a great, because you've got to know with eating 5-6 times a day, nutrient-rich foods, you're eating enough food during the day, right? So if you are a little noshy in the evening, it can be a great idea just to have a little bit of tea. There's all sorts of great flavored teas out there you can get that you can totally have. Hi, Patricia. Really appreciate the app. When entering meal prepared for supper and feeling proud of my efforts, the app reminds me to add veggies, which I omit. Veggies added, meal complete. Yeah. There's no counting. There's no weighing. There's measuring. There's being accountable to the meal components that you want to be putting together. But we didn't want to. Oh, my God. How much time of your lives have you guys spent like tracking calories and trying to find the calorie content of food? My goodness. We just didn't want people spending time doing that. It's so unnecessary. So I love to hear this. I love to hear this. I love to hear this. Love to hear this. Is it wrong to watch the lives while eating my seeds and nutsack? No, not at all. It's so important to eat to satisfaction. Okay, hello. I'm new to the program. Today I felt hungry. I'm following the plan. I don't think I ate till I was satisfied. Is that why? Is this normal? Your hunger levels are going to be all over the place. Like you're changing what you're eating. Your body is going to respond to the food plan. We need time to calm down from that. This is why, like, the sooner you can be consistent with it, obviously, the better. And as Lynn replied, it is so important to eat to satisfaction. My advice is eat until you are full. You don't want to eat too little at this point. Abso-freaking-lutely. I'd rather you overeat than undereat. And I know so many of you here won't listen. You're going to start messing with your portions right away. And then when it comes time for us to mess portions, you're going to be stumped. And when you reach out, it's going to be obvious that you were messing with your portions, you guys. Because if you do this, the body responds like that. And I'm telling you, heed my warning now. Do not mess with portions thinking that it's going to get you ahead. I totally understand the mentality behind it. Don't do it. Follow the food plan. Eat every single meal and snack. Make those meals and snacks nutrient rich and eat to satisfaction. If you're not hungry, eat a small token amount, like, 3-4 bites, stimulate that digestive system. A lot of people will be like, oh, I'm so hungry at night. What can I have? I'm like, well, what did you eat today? And they're like, what'd you have for your snacks? Oh, I didn't eat them because I wasn't hungry. Okay, but you weren't hungry then, but they're in there for a rhyme and a reason to offset hunger later. Again, you've got to watch the food plan video. If you are 2 days in and trying to figure out what to do and you haven't taken time to watch the food plan video, I'm telling you, it's a game changer. You got to watch that food plan video. Silly question. No such thing, Susan. No such thing as a silly question, you guys. Don't be shy about that. We love any and all questions. In fact, in my time doing these groups, every single time someone has said it's a silly question, it's never been a silly question. Let's see what you got, though. When weighing the first thing in the morning, will it be one weight when I first wake up and then I can go back a half hour later without eating anything and be a pound or more heavier? Why is that gravity? Gravity, it's drinking. First of all, why are you doing that? That's the question. Don't do that. that. Weigh yourself once and then move on with your day. Don't do that. Definitely don't weigh yourself at the end of the day. My God, your weight can be up eight pounds. It could be variations on the scale. It definitely could be the water that you're drinking or beverages you're consuming. It can definitely be gravity. It can be a variety of different things. I honestly wouldn't worry about it. At the end of the day, we're not stressing about little tiny numbers. We want like big downward trends, right? So don't worry about that. But yes, gravity is one of them. For sure. Is there a different information discussed in the morning lives and the evening lives? I find this such a fascinating question. Basically, my discussions are based on the questions that you guys ask. I try to choose questions that resonate. So they're all a little different. The evenings definitely have a different vibe to them. We're more straight up in the evenings. I don't fuck around in the evenings. We have some pretty straightforward conversations. We laugh, we cry. The morning tends to be a little bit more rah-rah, sis boom bah. Everyone's excited. You know, we're all like fresh. You know, by the end of the day, we're a little bit beaten down, which, you know, the evening lives really are about kind of reflecting on your day. And this is one of the things I'll say to you guys, like, how was your day? And I want to hear from you guys, like, literally, how was your day? How'd you do? How are you feeling about this process? Are you having fun? You know, what did you excel at today? What did you do really, really well that you can tell me right now? And then what is one thing that you think that you need to work on tomorrow, right? Like, the lives are a great conversation. We can talk more in depth about certain topics. We'll get to hear from, and you know, I'll be reading all sorts of shares from our returning members. You know, some people just like to, you know, start their day in that live and set the tone and intention for their day, and then some people are like to be more reflective at night. So you don't need to watch the live. Some woman emailed me today. She didn't email me. She obviously didn't realize. I'm pretty hands-on with my business. We're a pretty big business at this point. I'm pretty hands-on. I'll go into emails, help with admin. I'll help answer questions in the group. I'll help check people into the group. We do it all over here. So this morning I was like, how's the admin team doing today? Like, let's make sure like they're on it. Everyone's doing good. So I pop through, read a few emails, quality control. I want to know, you know, how you guys are being treated. How is our customer service? So bless this woman's heart. She was just like, you know, and are the lives like, how necessary are their lives? Because I just can't stand listening to Gina blab on. She's so this, she's so that. Nah, nah, nah. Well, she's not in the group anymore, just so you guys know. I mean, it's such a shame because she could have just said, do I need to watch the lives? And we would have said, no, you don't have to watch the lives. She didn't also have to like... insult me, which she felt the need to do. So I kicked her ass out of the group, which I do. And this is sort of unfortunately what happens. We get a few bad apples. We get people who aren't really here to lose weight. They're trying to see what I'm doing. They see that I have a great business model, you know, or they're anti-diet and they want to come in and question the crap out of me and challenge me. They don't last all but 2 seconds, and I'll tell you why. It's not because I don't need people to like me, and I don't care about being challenged. My focus is not on that. My focus is on helping you guys. That's what the focus here. So if this is not a conversation that is productive to helping you lose weight, then we're just not interested in having it at the end of the day. So you do not have to watch any of the lives. Please recognize that. I swear sometimes. I know some of you guys don't think that's cool. That's cool. I'm still going to swear and be me. But you don't have to watch the lives. And that's how I specifically designed it. I specifically designed this program that if you can't stand the sight of me and you can't stand my voice, you don't have to listen to me. Everything that you need is in the guides. You can, you know, buy the PDF booklet. You can print it off. Everything that you need is in here. It's such a shame because we have amazing guests. Andrea is going to put together some cooking segments. You do get to hear from all sorts of other people other than just me. We're going to be doing tea times with Anna. She's going to be, you know, we get to hear from a lot of other people. So I know that I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and that is totally fine. I have no problem with that. But the lives are sort of my love, and don't mess with them and don't fuck with them because I love doing them. And the minute I don't, I'm not going to go on. Like, I don't have to go on at 9 in the morning and 7 at night and 10 o'clock. Other programs that people do like this, they pop on like every other week, once for an hour. That's it. So I know the lives are a little bit much. This is how I run my program. This is one of the things I love doing is talking about weight loss. It's totally self-indulgent, but it's my group. It's my business. I can do what I want. And this is a big part of that. So if you don't want to do the lives, you don't have to do the lives. You can watch some, you can watch all, or you can watch none at the end of the day. Would it be considered water weight gain if I gained a pound overnight? You don't, first of all, you really have to, like, we have to talk in real life, and your body cannot take the foods that you're eating and convert them into fat overnight. So it's actually impossible to gain a pound overnight. So that's not real life. So we really avoid even like kind of talking like that. The scale can go up a pound overnight. First of all, it's normal for your weight to go up before it goes down. Are we posting the scale information tomorrow? Okay, so we're gonna post the information on the scale tomorrow. So everyone's gotta read that over, watch the video, let us know if you got any questions. But it is actually normal with this process for your weight to go up before it starts going down, because we're in the process of getting fat out. The body has to go into detox, it's going to retain the water. Just like when you get your sorry guys, I know you can't relate to this, but women, just like when you're PMSing and you get bloated, that's your body retaining water because it's about to detox stuff out. It's the exact same feeling. It can be the exact same feeling because it's the exact same process for weight loss. So you can feel the same way. Just like when you have PMS. I know, aren't I selling this? I'm selling this. I'm making weight loss sound fun. But it's true for a lot of people. You're going to feel bloated. You're going to feel gross. Your weight is going to go up, and then your weight is going to drop. And that actually is more normal than not. The other response is, for sure you wake up, for sure you think your weight is down, and it's actually the same. And just hang in there. It'll move the next day. So we're going to talk a lot about fluctuations on the scale. Your weight can naturally fluctuate 8 pounds in a month, and that has nothing to do with anything other than hormones and seasonal change and a variety different things. Weight can go up and fluctuate for so many reasons. Nobody is going to gain. We don't talk water weight because look at all the water we're drinking. Water weight is usually referred to when people talk about dropping weight real quick, not actually gaining weight. So if your weight has gone up and you've been drinking all the water and following the plan, then I would expect the scale to move tomorrow. That's what I would expect, because chances are that's probably what's happening. But you could also be PMSing. You could be getting your menstrual cycle. You could have done a workout today or yesterday, and so your body's inflamed and it's retaining water today. You could be tired and got a crappy sleep. You know, there's so many reasons why your weight can be up. So this is a great idea to be using that tracker or to keep a journal, because you're going to be able to pick up on your body's pattern of behavior and response, how you're feeling. You know, when that scale starts to move, chances are how you're going to feel every time that scale starts to move, right? My exercise today was running to the bathroom. A lot of you have gone from drinking no water to all of a sudden your body's like, holy shit, she's drinking water? Yeah, no, she's drinking water. Your bodies are freaking out. Your bodies are just like, you haven't had water, so your body's utilizing the water. That will all calm down. That will all calm down. That will all calm down, I promise. That will all calm down. I found measuring myself showed me more weight loss than the actual scale. Lost inches with 4 pounds. Yeah, we are massive fans of the non-scale victory here. We're not actually, like, we don't view looking at the scale as a measure of success. That's not how we're using the scale at all, actually. We are using the scale as a tool to determine where your body is at in conjunction with how your body is responding to the changes that you're making on the food plan. That's what that's about. Like, we want to actually know that your weight goes up before it drops, so that when your weight goes up, you're going to know it's about to drop, so then you can step in and really support that body in detox. Like, if your weight is up, I'm feeling bloated and gross, and I've been following the plan, and I know, like, I've been doing all the things, then I'm going to drink the shit out of my water because I know my weight's about to move the next day. We're going to talk a lot about supporting in body in detox. We have a post for that. So yeah, scale's going to go up and down, up and down, up and down. Collagen, any recommendations? Yes. We start talking about supplements week 2. Collagen is part of that. Collagen is a non-essential protein, so you cannot use it as your protein source. But it's great for tissue repair. Your body's going to be changing a lot. Definitely beneficial. It's great for hair, skin, nails, that kind of thing. I like the Within Us. That's a good brand. It's pricey. We have actually come across a Canadian company that is just as comparable in terms of their basic collagen. Now, Within Us has amazing things like their MCT oil. What do they got? MCT oil and collagen. They have like Golden Glow. This is like turmeric spice drink with collagen. Like, they got so many fancy, amazing products. But Deep Marine is a Canadian company that we've actually been working with. We're going to be doing a Deep Marine giveaway. Every group, they give away 3 prize packs worth of, like, I think $300 each, a 6-month supply, or if not more. But anyway, that's besides the point. They actually have some great marine-sourced collagen as well. That doesn't taste fishy. That's really what you want to look for, because all collagens are not created equal. I mean, Withinus is a no-brainer. Their products are super superior. They all taste amazing. They don't taste fishy, but, you know, it's not cheap. But if you are looking for something that is a little bit more, you know, lighter on the wallet than Deep Marine. Is it Deep Marine? It's Deep Marine, right? Deep Marine. We're going to post the information for that, but they got some good stuff too. You really want to watch, because some can taste pretty fishy. Is it time? Do I got to go? Oh, it is time. Okay, let me do a couple. Let me do a couple more. See if I can get through a couple more here, because, you know, it's day two. It's day two. People got questions, babe. Yesterday, someone posted a template for a Google meal plan. I can't find it. I'm hoping you can post it again. I would really watch that. Like, again, so here's the thing. I know a lot of you are used to kind of hand-holding on some of the diets that you've done, and then others, like, there's been no instructions at all. You really want to really figure out what works for you. I mean, the reason why the food plan isn't, like, really super structured, like everybody in the group is eating chicken on Tuesday for lunch, is that because people do have different needs, and they have different food tolerances, different food sensitivities, and they have different cultural backgrounds and such. You know, so you want to figure out breakfast. It's going to be highest protein, most bang for your buck. If you don't like eggs, try yogurt. Don't like yogurt, try grains, try leftovers, those kinds of things. Andrew's included quite a few recipes over there. And then, of course, your morning fruit is fruit. Like, how easy could that be, right? Like an apple, some applesauce, you know, some frozen fruit. Like, you got, you know, just straight up fruit. So easy. Your lunch really is just vegetables with your protein of any kind. Your leafy greens, and that's where you add your heavier carbs. That could be a soup, a stew, a stir fry, all of those things. If you love to cook, you can be super fancy about it. And if you don't, then keep it super simple. And then afternoon snacks could not be any easier. You could just do veg sticks with a dip, or veg sticks with a cheese slice. Like, it's just so simple. And then nuts and seeds, right? And then you're really left with dinner, which you know, protein. You want to make sure you got quality protein. You want to add some leafy greens, some veggies. And, you know, if you need any heavier carbs, add them in. It's really not that complicated, but I think some people, because of the information and because it's not structured on eat exactly this at this time, it's a lot of structure in the food plan. You have to make sure you have those components. You just have flexibility in putting those meals together. Andrea's got all sorts of inspiration over on her My Pocket Kitchen website. She actually started a recipe guide today. If you guys haven't seen it, there's now a recipe guide added that has some of her recipes. The same recipes that are in the PDF booklet are also in there as well. So like I said, it's all about, and that's the thing too, like, we don't apologize for making you guys do some of the work here, because this, we're talking about, you guys need to know what your body needs to lose the weight. You need to know what your body doesn't need in order to not gain the weight. You need to leave here super in tune to your body's needs, right? And really super confident in your ability to just be mindful moving forward in your life. And you've got to acquire the skills, and you're going to have to do some of the work for that, you know? Also, we will be doing, my point was, we're going to be doing a recipe share page for you guys. So you guys can start sharing your ideas and sharing your recipes and stuff. But just be mindful. Don't step too far out of your comfort zone with that, you know, because you really want to, you know, you want this to fit into your lifestyle. You don't want to be starting to put the pressure on. Like, I saw some people meal prepping, like, oh my God, bless their hearts. These people who could meal prep. Amazing. But if you're not a meal prepper, don't start making yourself meal prep, because chances are that shit's not sustainable. And you're going to be miserable, and you're not going to like that. So make things easy for yourself. Buy that fruit already cut up. Buy those veg decks already pre-packaged. You know what I mean? So you don't have to cook if you don't like to. I fall into another, where was it going? In the fall, I had another program going as well as this one. Shocker, it didn't work, just like you said. I'm here for round two, committed to this program only. Got my husband doing it with me. Excited to do it properly this time. Yeah, I love that. I know Louise, right? First of all, women, they feel like they're experts just because, you know, we've dieted so much. And Jesus, you pretty much are experts. But unfortunately, you're experts on crappy diets. Sorry. But you are. And, you know, and that's also a thing too. Like, if you perceive that you failed at all these diets, you didn't. If you are still working towards your weight loss journey, you've been persistent as fuck. That's the reality, because those diets were never designed to work. But a lot of people will come into this and think, okay, well, if Gina's program works so great, and I also take what I know works for me and I combine them, then it'll work better. It won't. You know, or people think, okay, well, if Gina's program works better for this, and I'm going to do intermittent fasting with that, you know, that's going to make it work better. It won't. The reality is I try to say this, and again, I feel like an ass sometimes because I feel like I'm like tooting my own horn, but 30 years of my life I have spent working in the diet industry, weight loss specifically, hands-on helping people lose weight, working in gyms, working here, working there. Like, it has been my entire existence pretty much is weight loss. And I've put together this program taking the best of the best of everything that I have learned in helping people successfully lose weight and packaged it all for you. If there was a faster, better way, like, this is my livelihood and my career. If there was a better, faster way, I would be looking for, I am always looking for it. I'm always making tweaks. But I would be telling you guys, right? Like, this isn't me trying to keep my secrets to myself. I've always been super transparent with my information, even on my public pages before I got into running these big groups. So I would give information away, and, you know, but that's the thing. So a lot of people do that. A lot of people come in and they're jaded. I mean, listen, the diet industry's done a number on people, and like it seems like the cool thing to do now is to be anti-diet, and that's great. But what if you want to lose weight? Like, that's the thing, you know, you can be anti-diet, but if you have weight to lose, like, you're going to have to, you're going to have to lose it somehow, you know, and why not lose it in all the healthy ways? And then the other thing working against us is the sense is the fact that people don't believe you can lose weight in a healthy way. They don't believe it. They don't believe you can lose weight in a healthy way because the reality is that takes forever. And the thing is I figured out how to lose weight in a healthy way that doesn't take forever. And the big part of that is the systematic method. So as your body changes and evolves or adapts to the food plan that you're following now, we make changes to it that causes your body to, again, make more changes to adapt. And so we constantly keep the body leveling up. As your body changes, we're changing the things that we're doing, right? So that's why there's a rhyme and a reason. And if you're new to the program, you may not understand it now. And it's very hard to explain because it takes place over the course of 3 months. This is a very progressive process. What you eat and when is going to change and evolve. Nothing is forever. This is a means to an end. This is taking a concentrated period of time and helping the body specifically focus on fat loss. Addressing the body's needs is step one. Helping the body focus on fat loss and make it a priority, step two. Creating the environment for the body to follow through and get that fat out is step three. So it works. The program works really, 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 really well, but you don't want to be like, for now, we're eating to satisfaction. That's what I said. Don't try to eat less. It's not going to get you ahead. It's just going to screw you in the end. You know, and I know it's scary too. I know it's scary too, to be following my advice when it is different than other diets you've done. I get that. That's not lost on me, right? So I'm very mindful of that, but this is something that you can, at this point with where you're at, you can have faith in this process. You really can. You really can. We're very good at what we do. This program, chances are, has worked for someone that you know, which is why you're here, and it'll also work for you too. I'm going to tell you an interesting story, what I absolutely loved, and then I got a jet, but we did my favorite things giveaway. You guys know after every group, I like to give away some of my favorite things. It's just fun. We ask people what their favorite thing about the program is, and then I, you know, get some of my favorite things and we give them away. But this time around, Tony and I actually went and delivered some of our giveaway boxes to our members, and we got to see, oh, I forget her name. Who was the last woman that we went to go see? Do you remember? She was just lovely. She lost 50. Her friend had lost 75 pounds and she had lost 50 and she's in back in to lose the rest. Anyway, I met this woman. She was lovely and she got into the program. I think she had lost 50 pounds. But her friend had lost 75 and she was just so matter of fact. She was like, oh yeah, my friend so-and-so did the program. She's lost 75. I'm at 50 and I'm signing up for the winter group and I'm going to finish and I'm going to reach my 75. And there was just like no shadow of doubt. Like I walked away from there and I said to Tony, like, do you see how confident she was that she's just gonna reach her goals? Like, she's just, mind you, she'd already lost 50 pounds with the program. Her friend obviously lost 75. Like, by this point they know it works, but she was just so confident. She was like, yeah, I'm gonna be back. I'm gonna lose that 25. I'm gonna be done. And I just, my heart, like, it was just the confidence from that, you know, I just like, oh, amazing. So good. So good. So listen, if you're new, I know you're nervous. Hang on to all the things that our returning members are saying. They're really excited for you because they know what you're about to do. They know how this pays off in the end. And this is why they're so gracious in sharing their advice, right? That's what it's all about, in sharing their advice. So, but keep your eyes on our returning members. They got some good tidbits to share. I gotta go. I don't want to go. I'm having fun. I love these 7 p.m. lives. I'll be back tomorrow night. Have an amazing rest of your night, you guys. If I didn't get to your question here, pop it over on the question of the day page. The team will get to it there. Remember, what happens on the live stays on the live. After the fact, we're going to turn this into an audio version for you, and we're going to post it over on our Acast podcast. You can also find that on Apple and Spotify. So if you're looking to watch it after the fact, of course, you probably just watched it now, so that doesn't make any sense, me telling you this now, because chances are if you're watching, you're actually watching this. But keep that in mind for next time, that we do turn all of these lives into a podcast for you guys after the fact. Have an amazing rest of your night, you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm excited about day 3.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.